Donna Cliff.
And we can set that
Donna
one up.
Visited us in the riffraff room, and she really did. It was a lot of fun. She came back, and she didn't have to come back out there. They, you know, she's the star, and she's real busy inside, and she battled her way out of that room. She really did. And her and Molly, they come gangbustering out of there to get to talk to us for a minute. We each got a question. There was three of us. There was the castle lady, and then us. So we got to each ask Donna a question.
Okay, I've opened up all the mics, and if you wanted to push one, I'll bring you into the queue, or tweet me, and I'll take you off of mute.
So when we go over, you'll lose us, and you'll have to pick us up in archives for the last hour of the show or however time we go. Or you can grab the 50 phone lines and you know, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and hope for the best that you'll get through.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions before we go on? Oh, wait a minute. Here's Brandy.
Brand.
Hi, Brandy.
Hi.
Hi, Bran.
Hi, Brand. Thanks for recording that for me. That was very sweet of you.
I'll get it to you on a CD. You send me your address to stonatalk@aol.com or stonatalk@gmail. Cheryl has the Stonatalk radio. Mine's just Stonatalk. And I'll send you out the because she's talking to you and Mary's in it, and I think you'll have a nice little keepsake there.
I like it.
Yeah,
yep,
a lot of fun. But, Jenny, if you have any questions about what went on out there, what you could see or hear? Was it hard to hear our interviews? Because I know they're – I couldn't hear.
Am I on? Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Yes.
Hey, okay, Jacqueline. How was it? I have a question. You know how everybody was going crazy with Nathan and Sana, how they, when they were taking pictures together, was it like as crazy as it looked? Oh, everybody was screaming for them?
Yeah.
And then they were posing for the air?
Yes, it was crazy. Because everybody is either rushing towards the stage or you're trying to get out and go home because you don't care. Usually I wouldn't go down for the autographs, but that's where the only way you can really get down and have some more fun and see what everybody's doing and what they're saying and what they're asking. But yeah.
Are you talking about the press line where they took pictures together on the press line?
Oh, I thought you meant stage. I'm sorry. I thought you meant the stage area.
It was the same kind of crazy chaos as when Stana first came around the corner when they first began the whole media event. Boom, it was like bombardment of photographs. I've never seen anything that crazy. And these people are within a 10-foot area just bombarding photographs.
Well, it really damages your eyes and everything. And so it's very hard to concentrate with people screaming and yelling. But Stana, I think, is getting used to it from her modeling days. But I don't even know if you really ever get used to it. I think you just kind of zone with it and go along. Nathan doesn't seem to like it very much, and of course he didn't feel good, and then his, you know, stuff going on with him, so it was doubly bad, you know.
There was that really, really cute moment with Donna and Molly too, Jacqueline, that was really, really sweet.
Oh, I saw that picture. I mean, I saw it.
And I have the same picture too. Not as up close because I took it over a bunch of people, but it's
and
really
Susan
sweet.
And Nathan had some cute ones.
Yeah.
Where she was taking that Shaw thing she had and dragging it across the floor, and she was kicking her shoes up in the air and showing the press people. And I kept thinking, man, she's going to fall any second because she's really kicking those legs up there. And what was interesting is I was listening to the press in front of me, the photographers, and when Susan came in, every single one of them said, "This is the most classy, sophisticated lady that they've seen in a long time." And what they loved about Susan is she's just got that allure about her of a true lady, very classy. They all have a good rapport with her because she's been around with the Falcon Crest and the Dharma and Greg. And so when the photographers are impressed with the cast or a star, that's something because they don't care. They just get me the picture. Let's get the heck out of here. I got to get this to the, you know, to the paper or the blog. And, you know, it's a business. I got to move it, you know. So for them to take the time to compliment, that says a lot for Susan, you know. It really does. And so she just wined and dined them kind of thing as she went along. And I think she's having a lot of fun.
Okay, Mia has a question. Mia,
sure.
Go ahead.
Hey, Mia.
Hi. How's it going?
How are you doing? You recovered?
Yeah. I've
I know
been
you guys were having a hard time. Wasn't somebody in your party sick?
Yeah. Liz got a cold.
Oh, great.
I'm okay,
here we
though,
go.
But sleeping a lot.
Yeah?
So my question is, I don't know if you discussed this already because I was having some technical problems, but did they? Why didn't they have water for for Castle? Like they did.
Thank you.
I don't
they
know.
Had,
we all asked that, didn't we, Cheryl?
Yes. Because also on Vampire Diaries, the next night they all had water, so I felt horrible. I felt
really
like
weird.
I felt like tossing up my water bottle to them. To say, here,
I didn't have a water bottle, or I would have gave it to them because they didn't have them. We, you know, when you were with the with Bones, they all had them on their things,
and
they had them all.
They were
drinking
like all the water.
And they usually have them along the press lines, but a lot of times they don't want to mess up their makeup.
Yeah,
you know, with the lipstick and stuff. But I know when I used to walk the red carpet with Jane, we always had bottled water at book signings and things to give her in case they don't give it to her, and we'd just hand her one because she knew us and knew we weren't going to, like, poison her. But, you know, I didn't have one, or I'd have just tossed it off to Stana or Tamala or whoever and said, do you want some water? Because they're thirsty. They're talking to all these people. And
all the lights
but their makeup,
down up.
You know,
I
their
thought
lipstick.
The same exact thing, Mia. I'm like,
a lot of people ask that.
Yeah.
Don't they deserve
people were like,
water?
Oh, they're thirsty. Yeah.
Or,
you know.
They forgot a chair and they forgot the water bottle.
Yep, exactly.
Well, you know that. Yeah, but it's just interesting because sometimes even the best people that promote, and they did a wonderful time. The staff there was wonderful, very helpful, very nice. All the ushers and people, you know, checking to make sure you're not videotaping in there and you get to your seats and where your ticket is. The only one I had a problem with slightly, and it wasn't even a problem, was the lady who kept telling me they were sold out and there was no way I was getting in there. And I'm like, oh, yeah, lady, I'm going through that door. You're not stopping me from going to Castle. No way.
Now you know why I ran away, Mia. Okay.
I did almost get in a fight with one of the photographers over Stana because this lady was just obnoxious, and she's yelling for Stana. Well, whatever you want to call it. She was being mean. She was yelling at the top of her lungs, hey, lady!
Well, she was saying something else, too.
Yes, I can't say what she was saying, but that is very, very disrespectful.
I wanted to hurt her. I really
did you hear her? I was just like, I'm going to shove down this, and I'm not a violent person, and you can't do anything at these things. I wanted to shove this lady's lips off of her mouth and shove them down her throat. She was so disgustingly, and she and I almost went to blows over it, and I just said, it's not worth it. I don't want to get kicked out of here over her. She was very, very jealous of Stana, and she is a long time one, and she couldn't even get up off of her bench. You know, she just wanted Stana to come and stand in front of her so she could just, you know, come to her, and like she was, I just didn't like what she said, and it was very uncalled for. And even a guy looked at me, and he's just like, I can't believe this chick. He's one of the top reporters. He's just like, you get this everywhere, and he just said, this is ridiculous. And we both just walked away, and she's still saying to me, you know.
Yeah. It was really.
I've been here 15 years, and da, 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 and I'm like, well, you could just be a little bit more respectful to her. You don't yell at her like that, especially when you're saying, or you're going to start a riot.
Yeah.
Even the guy was upset, and it was not a very nice word. So we'll go on from that.
Okay,
so,
Brenda has
what's
a question
next
now too.
Brenda, what's up?
Yeah, guys, I was wondering about something. When it comes to doing the interviews, the way you guys got in there, were you each supposed to be able to take a turn, or one hold the camera, the other doing all the interview? How do you do that?
Well, for us, usually it's one reporter with a camera, the big ones that are on the shoulder, the big professional fancy ones. But I've always used the small hand recorders and then a backup. And this time I had my Canon G11, which is a semi-professional camera that's very good for this kind of thing. But most people will have the mics at hand that stick out. And I feel that's kind of, you know, they want to be more professional looking, but I go for more for the sound and the video because I had excellent quality video. And so Cheryl took the small recorder that she bought for a backup so that if one of ours didn't work, the other one was going to work, and then we had the video. So we really had three.
I had it from school.
Yeah, and then some people use the ones that are on the stand and you don't have to hold it. And some of those are kind of more intimidating in your face. And it depends on the actor, too. Some are more comfortable with the less abrasive kind of ones sticking in their face. A lot of people had the handheld ones like Cheryl had. Uh-huh. Some had the mic ones. And I just was doing the video thing because Stana had challenged Cheryl to ask her a question and then an interview thing. So Cheryl, I let her go ahead and do the question. And I had questions, but no way we were going to get to everybody with our questions. So Cheryl wanting to kind of learn the ropes a little bit, we gave her the question because she was challenged to have a question ready. But we didn't have a very good one, did we, Cheryl? We were so shook up by the whole. We weren't expecting her to come back over, and you know, she said I thought she was gone for good because it was so close to starting.
Yeah.
And John was just, we just got John and Molly, and Rob we got way earlier. And Penny Johnson Gerald was coming around. They'd already taken Nathan through, and Tamala and Susan. Donna came out before her people, and she kind of like almost ran over and said, get over there, get in there,
get ready.
And I wasn't even paying attention. I had my hands in my pocket, littling around, you know, diddle-a-doo. And Cheryl's up on this big thing and jumps down because
like
I wasn't,
kid.
I didn't know what was going on. I just noticed
it
Donna grabbed
hilarious.
Me and said, get in there, hurry
get
up,
there,
get ready.
Get ready.
And I'm like, oh, yes, boss, you know, because I didn't even know what was going on. I wasn't even paying attention. I didn't have my camera on. And then all of a sudden her people came out and boom, she started with the castle lady. And then she went to the Josh Whedon, whatever his name is. I can't ever get that guy's name right. How do you say his name?
J-O-S-S.
I always say J-O-S-H, and it's I just cannot pronounce it. So the Whedon group.
Right.
And then to us last. And they were trying to drag her away because everybody was trying to get everybody out of there. So we were lucky. We got a 42, I think it was a 42 seconds. And I, the other girls got like 20, 30, 40 seconds, and then she was gone. And everybody was trying to, the guys, the men were coming out, getting everybody to go. And then I think Penny was the last one. So I don't know. We didn't stay for Penny, unfortunately. We would have liked to, but... We had to run around the other side, and you know, Cheryl had to lead me over there into the parking lot. It was pitch, and get in there before they started already. They were already doing the announcements of the show, where everybody claps after each show is announced, and they were already starting to introduce Andrew. And I had just sat down when Andrew came out. I mean, it was just boom. But yes, they have different kinds of technical stuff. That heavy duty camera equipment is for the newsreels, like. ET, Insider, Access Hollywood, you know, that kind of stuff. And then you have just photographers. So the photographers don't have to worry about sound unless they want to do the little video for like Getty Images, Wire Images, that kind of thing. But we had backup because, you know, nothing worse. Like the night before I was talking to Emily, I had the most cutest little mini interview with Emily from Bones. She was telling me, I asked her why doesn't Bones carry a purse, and Stana doesn't carry a purse very much as Beckett. And she said, well, it wouldn't fit in Bones' character because she's not that kind of type of person that would carry a purse around. She's so, you know, technical with everything. She just wouldn't think like a woman, a female woman, who would want to carry her purse to a crime scene, which if you think about a cop, you know, they're probably not running along with their purse looking through their makeup while they're going to grab a suspect, you know. So this is fun, and I didn't have backup, so I totally lost the interview because I had thought I put on record. I asked somebody, does it say record? They said yes, but it wasn't. It was off. Totally missed the cute little mini interview. So Cheryl was my backup.
Well, here's Kelly. She has a question too. Go ahead, Kelly.
Oh, Kelly, Mommy Kelly. Mom.
Yes.
Yes. I have to say that the outfits were absolutely I watched both panels on live stream, and I have to say that the castle panel was better dressed than the Bones panel.
Oh, sure. But
I agree.
You know, yeah, they were diced up a little bit.
But what was it, what did you guys end up doing while you guys were sitting in line other than just talking with other people and playing games and all the other kind of stuff?
Well, for me, since I got there at 6:30 in the morning because I wanted to sit in the front row, and believe me, even though there's four rows of package people, you don't want to get stuck in the middle of an aisle because you won't get out in time to get up there to get an autograph if you're even wanting remotely to get an autograph by somebody. So the real goal...
I'm an aisle. If I sit anywhere, I'd like the aisle, but seat in the aisle.
Well, I will say that every time one of us, and there was a core group of six of us that got there at 6:30, and we weren't the first ones in line. The very first people got there at 2 a.m. in the morning, and there was four of them. But I will tell you, the people directly behind us, every time we went anywhere, they go, don't be gone too long because we're going to take your place, you know, and we're like, okay. So when we went to lunch, we went in this restaurant that's right there in front of the Saban. We found out that it's not Saban Theater, it's Saban. And so we had lunch in there, but we didn't go very far. We just made a few. We sat out there and had a blast because people walked by, met some really fun people. A lot of ATP people, by the way. They were riding by on their bicycles.
I was going to ask Seamus or Stana that, but you just don't have any time, you know, to make them feel a little comfortable with you. I was going to say, JPP it over there. But while Stana was standing there talking to the other two girls that were asking questions, I was doing the video thing from the feet to the head to the feet to the head because I loved her red shoes, her Dorothy shoes, you know, the Wizard of Oz shoes, and then the reddish lipstick and the outfit. She had something, I think it was, somebody said her outfit was something Lane. But she looked really, really sophisticated, very, very classy. She looked perfect for the business attire, not the big formals that you do for Oscars. But she had on the outfit that was just like, I'm in control. I'm going to take control. I'm very classy, very elegant, very mature look. It just was perfect for, you know, but with all those flashes going off, after a while, they all started to look tired. But for me, I wasn't like Cheryl. I lucked out. I was with Mary and Beth, and we goofed around. We spent more time on the freeway than we did in line. There were car accidents everywhere, everywhere. Cops, they were towing away somebody's Mercedes. Everybody thought it was for drugs, and it ended up being for parking tickets, beautiful Mercedes. We goofed around at Farmer's Market, so by the time we got in line, it was after 4 for Castle, and I only sat in a chair for probably 30 minutes because every time I would sit in a chair, somebody came up that I wanted to see, and we'd talk, and I'd get up, and or they'd come over, and we'd get pictures, and people were getting buttons and blah, blah, blah. So I only sat there for about 40 minutes and walked right into the press conference. On Bones, I can't remember, but I know Mia, you were there. How long was I there?
Let me unmute her.
Oh, Mia was with us, and I think we were only there all of maybe an hour in line, if not even an hour, maybe 30 minutes.
Mia's off mute.
Oh,
go ahead.
Mia?
I can't really remember because Liz
you
and
there
I were
very
in.
Long.
We were, I can't even remember what time we got there, but I saw you.
You were behind me.
I don't know,
me.
A ways back behind where we were. And
was I behind you on Bones?
Yeah, and then. But I wasn't sure if it was you, and then I was really out of it on Bones night, unfortunately. I mean, it was awesome, but I was, like, too anxious and excited.
Well, you were wearing a Bones outfit. You had skeleton on.
Yeah.
And somebody in the audience had Bones in their hair, and I teased about wearing Bones in my hair. But we only stood out there maybe 20 minutes for that, and we were right in the front, again, in the front row. So I didn't have to sit there like Cheryl and stay all day and do all that goop. And I still got every cast member except on Castle. I didn't get – they were all over on the other side of the theater.
When you hang out with your friends, it's just really a lot of fun to just laugh.
There all day.
Because I haven't seen them since Comic-Con. So it was really fun to catch up with what's been going on in each of their lives and their families. And
grab a cold.
And it's almost – I got a cold from – I mean, no, these are – it's an allergy. It's
everybody was kissy-lovey. Everybody that came up would kiss you. You know,
yeah.
So I had a lot of people kissy lovey.
Some woman from Italy kissed me like
twice.
Oh, that's
Maria. She listens to us all the time. She did the three-way kiss.
Yeah.
She's the one that was trying, you know, was up there getting her picture with Tamala that we said in the video. She was over for a month, and she was really wanting to get to Stana to get an autograph, and I don't know if she ever did because it was just packed. And she was, please get Stana. And Stana was, I didn't even see Stana up on stage after the thing because Cheryl said she was there. But I was with Nathan. If you heard me, I said he had nice buns. Did you guys hear me say that on the thing?
Yes.
Oh, he's cute. He had his leather jacket on and soft-spoken. And I was like, I'm in love. And
well, Tamala
will you stay here?
Was talking about his lips.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. She was saying he was great to kiss his lips. And then we were teasing her about, well, his buns aren't bad either. But then I didn't ever see Seamus was gone because he was doing some stuff. And I never did see – Penny came down and Andrew was down. Andrew looked very tired. You know, they have so much on their plate. And then who was down with you? Susan. Susan was the one I wanted to see too.
Susan came straight over to where I was, and I did
ask out.
I got a chance to ask her where she went on her birthday. Remember our last interview?
Yes.
She described how every birthday she makes a milestone out of it and goes someplace that she'll remember for each birthday. Well, I asked her where she was going, and she said hi to everybody on Stana Talk Radio, by the way.
Hi, Susan.
So, hello, Susan. Hello, hello.
I didn't get to talk to her this time.
She went to Death Valley. And then she signed my photograph that I have of Nathan, her, and Molly. And I actually got all three of them to sign that picture. It was really sweet.
You lucked out. Molly, she was gone fast, too. At least I got to say hi to her in the press room, but I was trying to really get to Susan, and Susan was on the wrong side, and Cheryl told her I was down the way, but I did at least get Tamala before they dragged her off, because every time we would see her, she's in one part of the set, and I'm on the other part. So, but we did get to say hello to Seamus on Thursday, so it was kind of fun. We got to talk to pretty much everybody.
Anna started at the center stage and went to the left, so all of my Team Beckett buddies
on the right.
Their stuff signed. Yeah, and of course she asked their name and, you know, like.
Well, you got Stana's autograph at the end, right?
Yeah, she came before she left. She looked over there and gave three more autographs, and I was one of the three, which was really sweet. And
you, like,
you know,
second.
You can tell when somebody really cares, and Stana really cares. So, and I mean, I was like, thank you. Very much.
Because she came back over and does, and she still does the thing where she asks their name so they can't sell it on eBay and stuff.
Yeah.
She makes sure, and I think you said the guard guy next to her said, okay, you can't get a picture unless you tell her name, your name.
Yeah. She didn't
because,
do that to me.
but I'm saying they do that because a lot of times, see, Jane used to get, they'd sell her stuff for a fortune, so she started making them put her name on it, and then she'd make them, if they didn't, she'd make them pay charity. If you want her autograph, you have to pay $10 to a charity of her choice if you want to go sell them, because, you know, they make a fortune off of these actors with getting stuff signed, and they turn around and take them, sell
that's
them for
to
a
me,
lot
that
of money.
Special moment, so I would never sell that. I mean, for her to, but she was leaving, and she looked over there and signed three more, and I just,
and you can see the picture. Somebody gave you a picture.
Yeah.
And there's all these people. You can't even see Cheryl. She looks like she's in a hole. Stana's, there's all these people with their arms up. And Stana's just looking down, and there's just a – I don't even know how they even decide. It must be a blur to just decide who you're going to grab in this thing, because it's just lined up. And it was neat. It was a lot busier for autographs on Castle Night than Bones Night. But Bones wasn't sold out. But Bones had, they had a lot of the cast stay for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
That John Francis Daly guy stayed there, I mean, forever. It was great for him. And he has a lot of young fans. And he was there, Mia, as you know, a long time after everybody left.
Well, it was
really
great. It was great to meet you, Mia, too, by the way.
Yeah, briefly. It was great.
You're
finally
like, are you
meeting you?
Are you Cheryl? I'm like, yeah. It was really nice.
So what about the box? Wasn't that funny with the donut box, Mia?
Oh, my gosh. That was hilarious.
I got to see those photos with the donuts.
I know. I'm going to email them to you.
That was a fun night. And they were the best donuts. We ate them the next day. And I only got one or two little donut holes because everybody in the house took them. I don't think Mary and Beth did, but they were delicious. And it was I ate one at night because I hadn't ate all day, and I was getting – like, you get really giddy and stupid, silly, and it is the best donut. And
well,
so, you guys, anything else?
Let me see if anybody else. Okay, I'm taking everybody off mute. Anybody else, go ahead and speak up right now. And
chance
I'll...
to talk about the end of
you
Paley.
Guys are making me very jealous.
2012.
Okay, who's talking now? Who's this?
That was Jacqueline.
Okay.
Now, you didn't come out. It was another Jacqueline we must have met from New Jersey. That's not you, right?
No.
One girl flew out for 24 hours. She flew out and then turned around after the castle thing and flew back home, 4:30 in the morning. Okay.
Wow.
Remember, you knew her. Wasn't it you or was – oh, it was Mary. Mary. It was a friend of Mary's that she knew from the Comic-Con. And she flew out for 24 hours, just did a round trip, boom in, boom out.
No, it was Jacqueline.
Yeah, Brandy. Yeah, she came out, and she's really sweet. And we spent a lot of time talking. We were like the last car out of the parking lot. Because we'd all be – there was a big John Wayne statue of him riding a horse, and we talked to the elevator guys and stuff, and they're like, what's going on over there? What's the big deal? Everybody's bringing lawn chairs. We don't ever see it yet. And we're like, it's Castle. And they're like – you know, so it's neat. Either people know Castle or they've never heard of it. It's just that way.
We
met that girl at CastleCon. We met her in November.
Jacqueline?
Yeah, she's very sweet.
Yeah, she was sweet.
Well, for our Camp Castle, which is what we were doing, we did it at Comic-Con last year. We all had black camp chairs, which we're going to be bedazzled pretty soon probably for Comic-Con coming up.
Decorate them and everything.
And I really hope Castle's at Comic-Con. That'll be awesome. Anyway.
If they are, I'll be there.
A lot of people are asking. It just depends on. We're waiting for renewals, which, you know, TNT sent out something the other day that they're going to start airing Castle. I think it was, is it TNT or TBS?
TNT.
Yeah, they sent a thing out. If you're in there, we're in their inner circle. If you sign up, you can get all the stuff, you know, like you do at the ABC Advisory Board panel. They have one for TNT and TBS. And it's an inner circle panel, the thing. And they were saying how they're getting ready to showcase Castle through the summer, you know, the episodes, and start some, you know, little marathons again. So they'll probably have some stuff going on, and they'll probably sponsor down there, you know, at Comic-Con. Maybe they'll sponsor some, because TV Guide and a whole bunch of them, Netflix and all those, were sponsoring the Paley Center. So that's how we got TV Guide issues. So if anybody, like I said, is a Keith or Sutherland fan, he's on the cover. And
Vanessa,
send it to somebody.
My husband is a huge.
What?
He loves Keith or Sutherland. My husband loves Keith or Sutherland.
Now, who's this?
Forever. Jacqueline.
Okay, Jacqueline. Well, we'll remember, Cheryl, remember Keith or Sutherland. Did you have one too, Cheryl?
No.
Because I have one. Well, I have one. I'll give you mine because it's in mint. And why not? You know, I was just going to throw it out if somebody really likes somebody, you know. There's going to be some covers coming up. I know Bones has a cover in April, and I'm hoping Castle, you guys. We got to get Castle on the cover again,
Vanessa,
at least for the season premiere of 5.
Vanessa in France is saying, you've talked about donuts enough time now, Pam. I want a donut. So.
I know, and I hadn't had one in years because, see, I was a baker, and you get sick of that stuff. And these glazed donuts were the most giant, juicy, scrumptious donuts. And David was passing them out, and I said, I'm getting really dizzy. So there's a box left, and I just, you know, took it. It was probably Stephen Nathan's box, one of the producers. But, you know, they said, go ahead and take it. When David signed my thing, he said, take the donuts, pass them out. We were passing them out to people. Delicious.
One of my friends was tweeting Nathan saying that David brought donuts. What are you bringing, Nathan? And when the liquor store pulled up,
we went
across the street. All of us are taking pictures of this liquor. Well, I was taking a picture of the liquor truck in front of Haley. I just thought it was hilarious. So Nathan really knows how to treat his fans, right? There we go.
So Mia, was it worth your trip to come down from Oregon? Are you still in LA? Or are you back home?
I'm in Palos Verdes.
Yeah, so were you guys, was your friend happy, or is she a part of does she like this, or is she just a drag along?
Oh, no, she went to Dexter at Paley's Fest 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And then, so we planned to go to these two together, because we're, you know, obviously huge fans, and it was totally worth it. We had such a great time.
Well, I know I met a lady sitting next to me the first night at Bones who bought the $1,200 member deal.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she said she doesn't even watch any of these shows, but she thought it would be a lot of fun, and she usually sat in the second row, middle, center. And she ended up on the first row because she got out late from work. But she said she had a lot of fun and was going to do it next year and didn't know anything about these shows. She said she fell in love with Bones and was going to go to Bones. And I tried to find her the next night to see if she fell in love with Castle, because she was really nice and she was really sweet. And she was helping me to set the dials on my camera for when the show comes. Because, you know, she was telling me, now, here's what's going to happen. I was at the New Girl one, and I was at the Once Upon a Time or whatever it is. She says, as soon as they start wrapping up, just before they say this last question, she says, you'll notice everybody will start rushing the stage. Be ready, you know, because they're not going to give you a chance to move, and you'll be stuck here for a half hour trying to get out. She was right. As soon as they just start to move, they just don't even say goodnight, Harley, and the people are just boom, you know.
Well, at least for Bones, like Michael Aziello was able to you know, have like his very last word, but like Will Keck didn't even really get to say goodnight before people just started like storming the stage.
Yeah, that had
I thought
to be
Michael
scary.
Did a great job. I thought he did a great job.
He was an awesome
Bones.
Moderator. He was.
I
so
hope
good.
They bring him back. He did really
yeah.
well. Not that Will didn't, but I think Michael had better questions for the cast members and kept it moving. And
absolutely.
You know. And at people, I never heard people laugh so loud and so long and so hard as they did through that episode.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to seeing what they're going to do next year with Castle for that episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought the panel went by faster on Bones. That's just my personal thing. And I've talked to a lot of people, And I think people were really hoping that they would get maybe the dance scene with Donna and Nathan or the kiss at the Paley.
Somebody's
making a drink.
Somebody's pouring something to drink.
Yeah, they're hitting it. I think Nathan's at their house and they're having a liqueur. But I love both panels. I thought everybody did a really good job. And I'm just kind of disappointed they didn't put Rob's chair up there. They did not give Donna a lot of questions, so she didn't get to. But I love the question where they asked her about her favorite color for Beckett and her strawberry shake. That was cute.
Good that she volunteered that info. They asked about Joanna, her and Joanna, how that relationship was. And she was like, Kate's favorite color is purple, and she likes strawberry milkshakes.
Well, and the other thing that is, it's one of the things that was very interesting that I thought from the panel was, you know how they turn the lights up so they can see the audience? Well, you know everybody and their brother's got cameras up, and all you can see is all these people with eyeballs going through cameras. It's very daunting, I would assume, that you look out and there's a sea of people going every time I looked around, everybody's cameras were up. It just seemed like, you know, you're a fish in a fishbowl.
I tried to take a picture, and the woman next to me, who I met for the first time sitting outside all day long, who was very nice, actually, I have her camera inside my pictures a lot because she put her camera up there just as I was taking a picture. It was kind of funny.
Her elbows and head.
I had these big sound boxes in front of me while I was taking pictures.
Me too. Me too. So. And the guy, the moderator's back, was in a lot of my photos. But you don't get to use the flash, and you're so far away, even with good cameras, you still, it's really hard to get really not a lot of graininess. And when they came out and they wave and all that, mine were all blurry where they run out and wave. And the professional guys were in front of me. They were running back and forth to get those, you know, with the big cameras. But I lucked out and did get a lot of good castle pictures and videos, as well as Bones pictures. But I thought I was videotaping, so I thought I was using up too much of my battery, and come to find out I wasn't videotaping. So then I almost ran out of battery when Tamala was on, so I was going to tape Andrew and Nathan, but I was afraid I'd run out of battery.
Well, for those people who watched it live streaming, like you, Kelly, how was it on the live stream? How did that look?
Oh, the live stream was fantastic. It was one of the, I mean, both panels were absolutely, it was very clear. You could hear them clearly. There was no problem whatsoever. I mean, you missed the very beginning with some Pamela singing, but otherwise the panel was great.
Well, what about
really,
you? Was yours on a computer or your live screen TV, or was it on your little iPhone, or what were you watching it on?
I was using my computer, my laptop.
Okay.
I was using my laptop. So it was kind of funny. I had one window. I had my screen in half. I had the live stream on the one on the left side, and then I was in my chat room on the right side.
Well,
so.
I know that Anna in Australia, which thank you, Anna Banana, for helping us out this week with the videos to get to Cheryl today, or we couldn't have got the clips up. Thank you so much. But she spotted us in the audience at the Bones one and had our picture tweeted within moments.
Really?
Which is cracking me up. So could you see the fans in the crowd, you guys? Did you see the fans?
Not really. Not really.
No, you see a lot of flashes.
You didn't see very much, especially for the castle panel, because there were no camera shots that came out that went out into the audience.
Well, they asked a lot more questions on the Bones panels for the fans than they did on Castle. And then Cheryl said they left the gifts up there, and everybody was jumping up to the stage after they left and was grabbing the freebies because nobody had given them out yet.
Right.
You know?
But people who asked questions were getting a free thing. The lady sitting next to me asked a really good question, and then so she got a gift, and then she didn't like – she was like shopping around. It was kind of funny.
She put it back
and got a picture. And then just the next guy who asked a question was a man. And the interviewer had two scripts from the Blue Butterfly. And when he handed one of the scripts to that guy, she's like, okay, and he set the other one down on the stage. This girl hops up again, and for the third time she got up there and took the script, which I don't blame her. I would take a
It's
signed.
Like the Christmas swap, you know,
yeah,
where you swap it.
It was signed by every cast member, so I don't blame her at all.
Well, didn't you say this one guy was at every yes. Paley and asked a question, didn't even watch the show?
I won't say the name of the blog, but 4 days he'd get up and ask the same question. He didn't even watch these shows, and I won't say his name. He was known as the big smelly guy, and he asked the same question on every single panel. Well, he did it on Castle, and everybody's like, you know,
laughing.
But then on the next night, you know, this person at this blog, real famous, I won't say her name, tweeted about him, about how he's a big smelly guy, doesn't watch the show. And so everybody
knows
a big smelly guy. Anyway, and he was one of the people who kept trying to get our seats whenever we went to the bathroom or lunch while we were waiting in line all day long. Anyway.
Well, didn't he also, Cheryl, he gets to get a prize every time he asks a question?
Yes.
So then maybe he sells them.
Yes, he does.
Oh, okay, because I know he sells photos, too. Okay, I know who you're talking about now.
He's not really a fan in that, you know, wouldn't Paley notice that the same guy every single night is there selling photographs outside and also very slimy. Anyway, by Saturday night, because I did go to the Vampire Diaries one, which, by the way, I've never seen the show. It was the most bizarre thing. Anyway, but
the guys were really good looking, though, and you took a bunch of photos of the men.
I didn't know what I was watching, but my goodness, these men were good looking. These actors, wow.
Well, that's worth a ticket in itself. Well,
exactly. So my friend who watches Vampire Diaries, she wants all of my photographs because I got some really good ones. Anyway, he jumps up again. No joke. Big smelly guy jumps up again and asks the same question again, and we all bust out laughing. I mean, half the crowd is laughing because this guy doesn't know that this woman has logged over him. And all the cast from Vampire Diaries is going like, what's so funny, you know? And so they answered the question, and he got a gift. But the next night, which was revenge, or the next afternoon, finally Paley got a sense of what was going on, and they did not. He raised his hand, but they didn't call him.
That's funny.
I thought it was hilarious. Big smelly guy was out
there. He was five over from me. And he was every time they'd go to ask a question, he'd jump up, and that's hard to do. And he jumps up, and he's, you know, so they probably just felt they had to. He's right in the front row, like, you know, giant guy. And what are they gonna do? You know.
Well, that's the thing. When we were in the press.
Who's moving around? Somebody's really moving around.
Let me see.
Who is it?
Kelly. I don't know who it is. They're all
but do we have any more questions before we move on to some other thing? Anybody have any more questions? Anybody?
I was putting them all on mute. Okay, they're all off mute now. Well, you get so mad because they're making noise.
Well, I mean, it just comes across on the radio and the archives. It's really hard for people to hear what they're saying. Anybody else have any questions before we head on out and we end up the show with Donna's clip and we set that clip up?
Yeah, I've already asked mine on Twitter.
Yes, it was on Twitter.
I was on mute, you know.
So, well, what this we set up this one, like I said, Stan had already been taken away. And not taken away, but, you know, taken away. And so she came back out and told us to get back over there in our line, because you know, you're all in these behind these poles and you're on these little foot markers and stuff. And so she came out and she was gave everybody one question. And when Cheryl was in the middle of her question, they were dragging her, Donna, away from us and from the whole place. So we managed to get it in. Cheryl was a trooper. Donna was a trooper. They both fought to get to answer it. And it's hard to keep your concentration when everybody's trying to get you out of there. So they managed to do it. And so we set that up. And it was a lot of fun to be in there. We want to thank everybody at the Paley Center. I had a great time. I met so many really fun people. And I hope we see a lot of you there. Hopefully we'll get Castle. I think Paley liked Castle was so popular.
They were the most responsive crowd. I talked to a gentleman who took the photographs, and he said of all the panels, they were the most enthusiastic crowd. And he had been there for Bones as well, so I think that's pretty good. And they
did you hear that dig? His Bones is in.
Well,
you know, Cheryl, she's got to get
Castle,
in there.
Castle.
Didn't you say that they said that there was electricity in the Castle audience, he told you? There's, like, electricity in the audience? That wasn't it you, Cheryl?
Sorry, I had to put myself on mute. I was coughing.
But didn't he say that there was electricity in the Castle audience he said he didn't feel before?
Right.
He could just feel it. Was that the guy? that told you that, or was that somebody else who told me that?
That was him, and yes, he did say that. He said of all the panels he'd gone to, they were the most enthusiastic audience and crowd. I want to say one other thing before I do this. I'm about to cough again. Just a second.
Cheryl, yeah, she's had a fever of 103. We didn't know if we were going to get to do the show. Okay. We both are really down for us, aren't we? We're not as usually as hypo and as laughing as we're just wiped out. I think everybody is.
I've never completely lost my voice before, and that was bizarre. Before I play this clip, I want to say one thing, and that is I was totally aware that Stana fought to answer my question because, I mean, she wanted to answer it. She challenged me, so I was answering it. So I did a fangirl thing, and so you can all
I teased Cheryl about it. Can we do a little bit of a setup on that?
Yeah.
When you're reporters, they're hardcore, diehard reporters, tough, gutsy, get in there, get the story, get out. And Cheryl's the first person who, as a reporter, tells a celebrity they love them.
I know. Cam made me feel like...
I was like, what? What are you, Sandy? You're totally fangirling out on us. And I'm looking at her thinking, what the crap did you just say?
I know. But I admit, I live in the heartland of America, and we say what we mean and mean what we say. And when she made sure that she answered my question without... Because you'll hear it on here that, they really had to go. And she's like, no, I need to answer this question.
It just popped out. It was very sweet.
So, hey, what can I say?
It was very sweet. But I just have never heard a press photographer or press say to this person walking. I know you're not. But I love you.
Well, I said we love you. And I meant that, here we are on Stana Talk Radio. So all the Stana Talk Radio people love her.
Yes. So it was very nice. We want to thank Stana for doing battle. And sticking on, she should get a purple heart because she loves purple.
See this video. It is hilarious.
Yes, the video is worth a million words. A picture is worth a thousand. A video is worth a million. It was like, and it's only a couple of minutes long, but it's so interesting to watch. Very, very, we thank you so much, Donna. It was very nice for because it's very stressful in there, and they're pulling and tugging, and people are telling you who you can talk to and who you can't, and she took the time to get it in there to, let us ask a question, and we were just lucky she did because she didn't have to. In no way, shape, or form did she have to go to the riff-raff line. So,
yeah.
You want to go? And it's hard to hear, so we could probably maybe you could load it and do it twice because she is Donna Talk Radio,
Okay, here we go.
Hi, I'm up to
the question. Yes.
The evolution of Beckett.
Yes.
What is your favorite part from season one all the way to season four?
What?
The evolution is your favorite thing that she developed.
Just one question. You know what I'm loving, and I was just telling the girls over there, I love that we've been able to look into her heart a little bit more. And some of her internal struggles, her vulnerabilities and so on, are more available to us as an audience. So that's been my favorite part, of the evolution of the character so far.
Yeah,
love
you.
Thanks, man.
You guys.
Have a great day.
Bye. Thank you for having me.
We love you. Oh, we love you, baby.
We do.
It was just so funny. I just was like, what did you say?
I know.
It was so
you made me
funny.
Feel
I'm like,
terrible.
Oh. And you,
you
see her publicist
terrible.
And her agent
they
just kind of look
smile.
At each other like, okay.
Here's a fangirl. Oh,
the
my
fangirl
gosh.
Is here. And I'm just,
sorry.
I didn't say a word. I just, because I was just like, oh my gosh. But I was teasing Cheryl for the whole, it was sweet. It came from her heart.
I know. And
what are you going to do? It was sincere. And, it was, you were under a lot of stress.
Donna was
under stress,
very
the whole stuff going around. What?
Yeah, I was aware of what was going on around me.
Yes, there was a lot of commotion and people.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're at this rock party or something. Can you hear the people? It was very hard to hear. You might have to load it again. It is. Could you guys hear it?
Oh, let me take them all off mute.
It was very hard to hear it on the radio.
He's off mute now.
You might have to load it again.
Barely.
It's very hard. Cheryl, can you say what your question was?
My question was the evolution of Beckett from season one through season four, what it was her favorite thing about her character through the evolution of her from season one to season four. And she answered, of course, that you just heard it. But
no, they didn't. That's why they were asking you. I think her answer was something. She did a shape of a heart, and she shows her heart, and she shows to your chest. She says the heart of she's vulnerable. I can't even say the word.
Vulnerable,
strong. What I couldn't hear a lot of it.
I can hear it.
but then she starts to answer it, and then they say, we've really got to take her. And then they go to take her, and Stana says, no, I want to answer this one question, and because they're trying to get into this to watch the film or whatever, the movie, the episode. And then Cheryl and them had to repeat it again because it was like almost a quiz show. It's like, all right, hi, are you ready? Go. You know, and then she says, the evolution.
It was almost comical, if you want to tell, you want to know the truth.
It's like you were doing a game show.
It was almost like, all right, ready, set, go.
She comes over and she says, hi. And then Cheryl goes, I'm up for the challenge. And she goes, okay. And then, or ready, or something, I don't know. And then you guys do it. And then after that, she says, okay, or something. And Cheryl says, we love you. And she says, Donna says, thanks, man. And then she says, it's really great to see you guys again.
She shakes her hand.
She shakes her hand, and she said, have a good day.
Yep.
And I said, you too. And then she said, and then you said something, and then she said,
thanks,
what?
Thanks, babe.
No, bye, babe.
Bye, babe.
She said,
okay.
Bye, babe, to me or something. Okay. And I said, bye, and gone. That was it. That was our interview. But
yeah.
You heard it here first. It was so fast, and then they said sorry for having to take her away, and we said okay, thank you, and then Stana waved back at us, and off she was gone onto the stage, and then you guys saw her. She's more personable inside one-on-one because you get more concentration than up on a stage with 1,500 people looking at you.
Yeah, that's
but we want to thank everybody. We want to thank John, Tamala, Rob, and Stana, of course, for Stana Talk Radio. We had a lot of fun, and Cheryl had her first press core thing, and next time she's going to tell someone else she loves them, too.
No.
So, I'm teasing her. But we had a lot of fun.
You made me terrible.
it was fun. It was cute. It was sweet, and it came from the heart. And, you know, you aren't a professional photographer. You're a fan. And you got to, you know, we do Stana Talk Radio.
I have those credentials, but I didn't, you know, I used to be a photographer, actually.
Yeah, you do. You were a professional photographer. So
yep.
You could have easily got in on your own right through that way, too.
But I didn't bring a camera for them. Anyway, I'm not a journalist. I'm not an interviewer. I'm not any of that stuff.
We didn't pretend to be. We were there to cover Castle for Stana Talk Radio. And we did luckily get from where we were at, because we had the worst possible place, being the last person in, the last person on the list, at the end of a night when everybody is being pushed and shoved through and get them out of there. And they also had to take them away again. They were taking pictures back there the whole time we watched the show. They were back there. You could see flashes coming through the sides.
Yeah.
So they were in there posing for the cast photos and whatnot.
Yep.
And then when they took them off the stage afterwards, I think they did even a little bit more in there before they took off for the party they were going to.
Yeah.
So we were lucky we got John and Rob, just what little bit we did, because, you know, we would love to have brought you full interviews with everybody.
I have to tell you something pretty funny. When John was across the way, they had a platform in the center, and I'd get up on there and take pictures of everybody. That's how I got a couple of really good photographs of some of the other
John
interviews.
And,
and John's like, are you taking my picture? It was really funny.
And I got
like,
in Mary's question to him about, are you what's it like to be the sexiest man? I was supposed to say the sexiest man on Castle, but I said TV, and that was one of Mary's questions. We were trying to get some fan questions through, but there wasn't any time. We're really sorry. We hope the next time. We weren't even prepared, because we didn't even think they were going to come over, because they were just taking them out a different door for our section. And so by the time they got around, they ran out of time, and everybody was like, I think Penny was very late, and Seamus, because they have to wait, because Stana was the first one, and everybody wants to interview her. And then it slows down the line, and then, of course, Nathan was fourth or fifth, and that slowed him down. So Molly had to often wait till Stana was done before she could step up to the mic of the person. So it was like you only get 45 minutes in there to an hour, and then they're pulling them out. They pulled Tamala out very early, because we didn't know she was going to sing. We kind of had an idea of what she was going to do. So she missed out on a whole bunch of interviews for herself.
You know,
I
really like that Stana, you know, I noticed that all the videos from all the other PaleyFest media folks, Stana had put an emphasis on the fact that we're going to really enjoy what's coming up next on the show from a shipper standpoint. So I really like it when she gets that teasing look on her face. You're like, you the fans are going to love this. So, I mean, her personality did shine through, so I thought that was really good.
It was. I had a good time. I met some really, really nice people, and I hope to see everybody again next year there or at something else we end up being at. And it was fun to get a flavor of different shows, not just one show, but to go to a couple of them. I would have liked to have gone to some more if I watched other ones. I had a lot of fun. I just don't like the standing in line and all that because I don't have any patience and I can't stand that long and all that. But if it was, we were lucky it was cool, but it did get very windy outside. Everybody's hair was blowing off their head. But the day before, it was very hot, so we had two different kinds of weather. So I think that's what brought people with colds. We went from one extreme, from cold to hot.
Well, in my case, it's sinuses. And we went from 80 degrees in L.A. to, you know, 40 here when I got back on, you know, Sunday. So I think that my
now it's back to 80 degrees again.
I know. My body doesn't know what to do, you know.
Anyway, so we had a great time, and we missed all of you. It would have been fun if all our Stana Talk people could have came
great.
Out. We had, like, you
we
know,
really
a party.
We really should do that.
It would have been fun.